Coming up on 9 minutes after 8 o'clock here on your Monday morning, time for a Kicks Morning Chat. And joining us from Communities in Schools, well, we've got Keith Hindman in the house. Good morning, Keith.
Oh, Big Daddy Dave, we're back at it again.
Yes, indeed. And you brought along a couple of friends.
Oh, man, this is awesome. So we're so blessed to be able to have great program site coordinators, and two of them are here with us today. We have Nuchu from Hudson Middle School and Mrs. Lindsay Decatur from William Lenore Middle School.
So well,
we're
welcome,
excited
ladies.
About having them in the house.
Yes, absolutely. So we want to talk to New first. That's what I hear.
That's what I'm hearing. That microphone got pushed over pretty fast.
It did. Welcome, yeah. New. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you for having me here today.
You are very welcome.
Isn't that voice so calm?
It is. I can see why she's with the middle school. You need that calming influence on the kids. And how long have you been part of Communities in Schools?
This will be my second year at Hudson Middle.
Very nice. So what drew you into wanted to be part of this great program?
I really wanted to work with middle school students. Mm-hmm. I was at preschool for a while, and being able to work with middle school kids was something that I been thinking about for a while, and then this position opened up, and I was able to get in. So
nice. A little bit of a change from preschool into the middle school.
Yeah.
They still lie the same.
that is true.
Sometimes they do. She has such a loving nature, though.
That is great.
So the patience of mm-hmm. Joe, right? We were talking about that before the show started.
Yes, indeed. That's right. So what are some of the fun things you're doing with the kids this year?
I like how, like, in sixth grade, what we do is we kind of, like, teach them about community, the community, and then services, and then we kind of build that up into, like,
great to get them that early introduced to that.
Yes, and then being able to teach them like entrepreneurship and doing all these Shark Tank projects and
lots of great things, it sounds like.
Just all kinds of different stuff going on. Main thing is that, and two, is that we want to give back, right, y'all? Mm-hmm. We really want to give back. Tag team. I think your folks, who are they tagging with? What nonprofit are y'all going to be working with?
We're going to be working with Helping Hands this year again.
Great. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Sounds like you got a good guiding hand to work with the kids.
They're rolling over at Hudson this year right now with that program. And it's really good to have someone there that's stable, right? That program's gone through a lot of transition with a lot of site coordinators over the years.
Yeah, it has.
Because so many of those folks have moved into certified teaching positions.
Ah, okay.
Now, we want New to go into a certified teaching position, but not this year.
Right.
Okay?
That's
right. We might like that to happen in a good transition, but we're really blessed to have her there.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lindsay, you're at William Lenore Middle School. So what types of things are going on with your kids this year?
We stay pretty busy over at William Lenore. We have a year-long partnership with Brookdale. My sixth graders do pen pals with them. We also partner with Yoke Fellow and work with them throughout the year. And we do a big cereal drive close to the end of the year where we collect as much cereal as we can to donate to them to help out with their food pantry.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So good things happening there as well. And how many kids do you both take care of as part of Communities in Schools?
Right now, William Lenore Communities in Schools serves about 72 kids.
Great. Mm-hmm. And how about you, New? How many kids do you have?
Right about 50.
So some really good numbers there.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Our
kids may not be, and some of them do, though. Some of them bring in cereal or bring in mm-hmm. supplies for Helping Hands, right?
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they're the ones who make the posters. They're the mm-hmm. ones that get involved in those leadership roles and deal with the collection of it, the mm-hmm. organization of it.
Yep.
And we really want for our kids to build empathy.
Oh, yeah.
There's not enough empathy in this world, it doesn't seem like.
Right. You know? Yeah, you've got to have those behind-the-scenes kids doing all those things to make sure that it runs smooth. So that's great teaching them those skills as well.
It is. And, talking about skills and skills to be developed, you always hear from businesses, you know, they want this, they want these real skills, or they want soft skill development. You know, we call it real skill. There's nothing soft about it, you know. Looking at folks, having conversations, and being able to interact.
Yeah.
You know, instead of looking at what I call the old devil box, you know, that telephone, right?
Absolutely.
You know, that thing is detrimental. In
and
quite
it builds
a
lot of confidence in the kids when you can put them in leadership roles and tell them that you trust them with that role.
For sure. Absolutely. Which they wouldn't get, you know, doing other things.
Right.
So this is great. And one thing you like to do there, Keith, is with all these mentors, you've got so many great mentors. You want, you're going to do a little thank you for them right here.
January 23rd, we get to bring them all together there at the Civic Center. Partnership here again with CCC and TI. Those folks are so great to
they
us.
They are.
Chef Corey over there does an outstanding job with what he prepares for our meal there. And we're going to just be able to have a good, about an hour and a half. And we're going to recognize the mentor of the year from each school. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to do the Louise Carell. I think this is her 37th year, like mentoring, right?
So
she's been around since the inception of the program in 1989. Please don't check my math, but I'm pretty sure 36. Absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal job that she does day in and day out. Especially there at William & Orr. I think she's there for all three of your classes.
Yes, Miss Louise mentors all three of my classes.
Oh,
so she stays
goodness.
At my school all day long on mentor days.
She's done that for
That's
years.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
She it's great to have
it.
People like that. Yes.
She loves it, you know.
You can tell.
Being able to give thanks to our mentors is very, very, very important because those kids look forward to that each
year. I actually have two other mentors that stay all day long as well, so she's not the only one, but
That's
it
amazing.
Is pretty awesome.
Yeah. You can't beat that. That's they are great leaders among the mentors.
Exactly.
You know? So having people like that is key.
Yeah.
And we're also we want to start putting this in the back of people's thoughts.
Getting it. Oh, I know.
It's that time.
This morning. It's January, so we're all about some Taste of Caldwell.
Oh yes.
Yes, that's going to be absolutely phenomenal.
It's always a great time.
Friday, May 15th. I can't believe that date's already set. So
yeah.
We'll be getting the thanks. Hey, and by the way, I was driving over here this morning, called up a good friend, and I said, listen. He goes, he actually called me. And he goes, what are you doing? And I said, I'm getting ready to hit the radio station. Hey, man, you need to be our first official sponsor. So Mitchell's Tree Service, Mitchell Michael, and crew are our established first sponsors for this year's Taste of Caldwell.
Oh, that's awesome.
We'll be reaching out with our board members, and they'll be going out and about and doing some things in participation for that, and to be able to help out and secure those sponsorships, because that's that and the ticket sales. I mean, this is a huge event. One big party celebrate, culmination of a whole year's worth of work, and just a great way to start the summer off. And those funds that come in are unrestricted, so they help out our site coordinators. I don't think they've ever heard me say no to anything that they wanted, except maybe a wild field trip. I'm looking at
Look,
and then I did break down the next year, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I like going places,
yeah,
okay?
That's right.
You know, they're such advocates for their kids, though, right?
Yes.
You know? So, don't learn those bad habits. No, never stop asking for your kids, right?
Absolutely.
You
know, the more you can, you know, share with them and help them learn and be exposed to different things they wouldn't otherwise, hey, that's not a bad deal.
Big shout out to our entire team, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's no one more important than anyone else. So our site coordinators just rock it. Our two social workers, they crush it.
Oh, yeah. It takes all of us to get it done.
It does, doesn't it? And now we have a new team member, Dr. Widener. Dr. Lisa Widener is joined our team to help out with some admin stuff. We miss some
Great.
Dana. I miss some Dana. I can tell you that much right now.
She kept you in line.
She did. But I've got a good crew that help out quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually the ones that do the work. So they're good people.
Yes, indeed. Lots of great things happening with communities and schools. Thank you all for what you're doing.
Thank you.
You know, I know the mentors are looking forward to getting together. I'm looking forward to Taste of Caldwell as many others are.
You and your wife.
That's right. Right. A date not to miss. Yeah. So we will be there.
It's always such good food.
It is.
Good stuff.
It is. And all the people you run into, it's just a fun time.
It's
so
a good time.
Good things going on, bro.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate you all being here and all of what you're doing. So thank you so very much for
that. Big Daddy, thank you, man. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. My pleasure. There's another Kix Morning Chat for you here on The Morning Show.